From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denying allegations that documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm contain evidence of corruption among his closest associates. Speaking Thursday to a media forum in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin described the so-called Panama Papers as part of a Western campaign to undermine Russia. Putin noted that he himself is not mentioned in any of the documents. Pope Francis plans to make a trip to the Greek island of Lesbos on April 16th to meet with refugees. The Vatican says the Pope accepted the invitation from the leader of the Christian Orthodox Church, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, and Greek President Prokopsis Pavlopoulos. The visit is seen as a symbolic gesture to draw international attention to the plight of refugees. Meanwhile, the European Union is struggling to adjust its plan to deport illegal migrants. And tensions are rising among the thousands of migrants who have fled the chaos in their own countries for safety in Europe. Belgian police have released a new video of a man wanted in the recent Brussels airport bombing. The video was taken just minutes after the March 22nd bombings. It shows the apparent getaway of a third surviving suspect, often identified in the media simply as the man with a hat. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a bombing at a commuter rail station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. Voters in Djibouti go to the polls Friday to elect a president. President Ismail Omar Guelleh is expected to win his fourth term in office. He faces six challengers. None of them have emerged as a front runner. Some opposition parties are boycotting the election, saying the nation's electoral commission is not independent. This is VOA News. Growing pressure from a resurgent al-Shabaab in Somalia is prompting the United States to respond with more airstrikes. Jeff Selden takes a look.
Under increased pressure from Somali troops and forces from several African countries, the Islamist militant group al-Shabaab has found a way to strike back. General David Rodriguez with U.S. Africa Command.
The pattern has been that they gather and train a significant number of people, and then they disperse and attack and focus all that energy on one of the forward operation bases of the troop contingent countries.
The U.S. AFRICOM commander says al-Shabaab's operations have made the al-Qaeda affiliate more vulnerable, providing U.S. aircraft with better targets. Jeff Selden, The Pentagon.
Bahrain Foreign Minister Khalid bin Ahmed Al-Khalifa Thursday said Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region and stop weapons shipments and training of terrorists. He said Iran should stop financing and supporting what he called proxies. The comments indicate an ongoing concern of a number of countries about what they view as Iran's destabilizing behavior in the region. The minister spoke during an appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Earlier, Kerry held a series of talks on regional security issues with officials from the Gulf Cooperation Council. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has urged more diplomacy in dealing with world powers, saying that the implementation of last year's nuclear agreement shows that logic and argument can triumph over hard power and threats. Rouhani said Iran should both talk to the world and also seek self-reliance, warning that the benefits provided by the nuclear agreement will not last forever. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are feuding over who is qualified to be the country's leader. The two traded contentious barbs Thursday, even as they made a nominal effort to cool the rhetoric between them. FBI Director James Comey said Wednesday secret methods employed to unlock an Apple iPhone used by the San Bernardino shooter will only work on a narrow slice of phones. He said the tool used by the FBI to unlock the phone, provided by an unnamed third party, will not work on newer iPhone models such as the 5S, 6, or 6S. The FBI ended a high-profile legal battle with Apple after it acquired the technology and accessed the phone in question, but that left the larger legal issue of general iPhone encryption and privacy unresolved. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.